All right, ready to swap those gray skies for some Tuscan sunshine.
Always.
We're diving into Italy today, and not just the dreamy kind with pasta mountains and gelato sunsets.
Ah, so picturesque.
We're tackling a topic that's a little less Insta-worthy: traveler's diarrhea.
Right, because let's face it, nobody wants their Roman holiday ruined by a mad dash for the bathroom.
Definitely not the souvenir you want to bring home.
Exactly. And it's more common than people think, too. It's important to be prepared.
Yeah, our sources say up to 30% of visitors to Italy experience this.
Wow, really?
That's like one in every three people strolling through the Colosseum, battling some stomach woes. I had no idea it was that common.
Yeah, it's more widespread than people realize, and there's this misconception that it's all about the water.
Right, the water's always the first thing people blame.
And while you definitely want to stick to bottled water, especially in a new place, the real culprit is often a bit sneakier.
Okay, intriguing. What's the invisible villain ruining our pasta dreams, then?
It's not so much an invisible villain as it is a change in environment, you know? Every region, even within a country like Italy, has its own unique ecosystem of bacteria. Your gut microbiome, all those microorganisms living in your digestive system, is used to your everyday environment. Travel throws that balance off.
I see, so it's like a shock to the system.
Yeah, exactly. Like going from a quiet village to a bustling carnival, it takes some adjustment.
So it's not that the food is bad, it's just different enough to throw our system for a loop.
Exactly. And the time it takes to adjust varies. Some people adapt quickly, others need a bit longer. Factors like your overall health, any pre-existing gut issues, even stress can play a role.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. Now, besides the obvious, let's call it the urgent need for a restroom situation, what other red flags should we be aware of?
Well, frequent loose stools and abdominal cramps are the classics. But if you experience a fever, blood in your stool, or those symptoms just aren't letting up, that's your cue to seek medical attention.
And what about people with pre-existing conditions?
Absolutely. Especially for those of you listening who have conditions like Crohn's or colitis traveler's diarrhea can really exacerbate things. Don't hesitate to get help.
Solid advice for sure. So while a little tummy trouble might be unavoidable, what practical steps can we take to minimize the risks in the first place?
You know, it might sound basic, but good old-fashioned hand washing is your first line of defense. Seriously, make it your mantra: wash before meals, after using the restroom, and especially after navigating those charming but often crowded Italian streets.
Hand washing, the ultimate travel companion.
For sure.
What about food? Any tips for navigating those delicious food markets and trattorias?
Well, think of it like this. Would you eat at a place back home if the kitchen looked a bit questionable?
Probably not.
Exactly. The same applies here. Look for vendors who are practicing good hygiene. If you're unsure about the water source, stick to bottled water for drinking and even brushing your teeth.
And I imagine it's best to ease into trying those raw seafood dishes.
Smart thinking. I'm not saying you have to completely avoid them, but if you're concerned, start small. Maybe try a cooked version first and see how your stomach reacts.
Good strategy. Now, there's one thing I've been wondering about probiotics. Are they the travel essential they're often touted to be?
Ah, probiotics. The million-dollar question. They can be helpful, but it's not as simple as just popping a pill and considering yourself invincible. Think of it like this. Probiotics introduce beneficial bacteria into your gut, sort of like sending in reinforcements to help your system stay balanced. But they're not a guarantee, and the effectiveness varies depending on the strain and the person.
So, not a magic bullet, but potentially a helpful tool in our arsenal. Are there certain strains that are particularly beneficial for traveler's diarrhea?
Some studies suggest that certain strains like Lactobacillus GG might help, but again, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. The best thing to do is talk to your doctor before you go. They can recommend the best strain for your needs, or if probiotics are even right for you.
So, let's say, despite our best efforts, the dreaded traveler's diarrhea strikes. We're armed with knowledge, but what about supplies? What should we pack in our just-in-case kit to conquer those moments?
Okay, so picture this. You're living your best life, gelato in hand, when suddenly dot nature calls. But you're prepared, first things first. Over-the-counter anti-diarrheal medication, like loperamide, can be a lifesaver. Just remember, use it responsibly.
Right, no overdoing it on the medication. What else should we pack in our first aid arsenal?
Oral rehydration salts are crucial. They help replace those essential electrolytes you lose when you're sick, which is key to preventing dehydration.
And it's easy to get dehydrated, especially in Italy's heat.
Absolutely. So between the sightseeing and the sunshine, Those oral rehydration salts are essential. Another thing that can be helpful is bismuth subsalicylate.
Like Pepto-Bismol.
Exactly. It can be helpful for settling upset stomachs. And while it's always best to consult with your doctor, having a course of antibiotics prescribed just in case can provide some extra peace of mind, especially if you're going to be in more remote areas.
Like a little backup plan for our gut. Speaking of backup plans, let's talk about navigating the Italian healthcare system. I have to admit, the thought of needing a doctor in a foreign country can be a little daunting.
Totally understandable. But don't worry, there are resources available. You know, our source actually mentioned a fantastic website called Pelola.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, so you can schedule an appointment with an English-speaking doctor in Italy. They can assess your symptoms, provide treatment, and even call in prescriptions to a local pharmacy.
That definitely takes a lot of the stress out of the situation. Now, we've talked about prevention and being prepared, but let's be honest. Sometimes those cravings for authentic Italian cuisine get the best of us. If traveler's diarrhea does strike, what can we do to soothe those rumbling stomachs?
So you've ventured off the beaten path, maybe sampled some local delicacies from a charming trattoria, and now you're feeling the after effects.
It happens to the best of us.
It really does. So let's talk about how to bounce back and reclaim those Italian escapades.
Because let's be real, even with the best laid plans, those food adventures don't always agree with everyone. What's the first step to getting back on track?
Well, think of it like tending to a delicate garden. After a storm, you need to nurture it back to health, right? Same goes for your gut. Hydration is key.
Definitely makes sense.
And I'm not just talking about that afternoon espresso. We're talking serious replenishing with water and those trusty oral rehydration salts we talked about earlier. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your system.
Hydration, the traveler's best friend. And what about food? Are we sticking with the bland but reliable brat diet?
You know it. Bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast are your new best friends when your stomach is feeling rebellious. They're easy on the digestive system. Give your body a chance to recover.
Gentle is key when your gut is protesting. But as we start to feel a bit better, what about gradually reintroducing other foods? Any recommendations?
Keep it simple and easy to digest. Cooked vegetables are great. White rice is another winner.
Solid choices.
And when you're ready for some protein, lean chicken or fish are good options. It's all about listening to your body and taking it slow. Your system's been through a lot.
It's like easing back into the swing of things for our travels and our stomachs.
Exactly.
On the flip side, are there any foods we should avoid, like the plague during recovery?
Definitely want to avoid anything that might rock the boat. Greasy or fried foods, spicy dishes, anything that tends to disagree with you back home is probably best to avoid for now.
Makes sense.
And as tempting as that creamy gelato might be, I'd hold off on the dairy products for a bit while your gut gets back to its happy place.
It's like hitting the pause button on those indulgences for a little while.
All right, let's debunk some persistent myths surrounding traveler's diarrhea recovery. You know, those little nuggets of misinformation that always seem to pop up.
Oh, I've got a whole arsenal of myth-busting ammo ready to go. Let's start with this one. Just ignore traveler's diarrhea and it will go away on its own. Oh, I've heard that one. But something tells me that's not the best strategy.
You'd be right to be skeptical. It's like ignoring a sprained ankle. You need to give your gut some TLC when it's not feeling its best.
Yeah.
Hydration and nourishment are crucial for recovery, even if you don't feel like eating.
So we're ditching the ignore it approach. What other myths are we tackling today?
How about once you stop experiencing symptoms, you're no longer contagious?
That's one of those myths that sounds logical on the surface, but I'm guessing there's more to the story.
Right. You're right to be skeptical. Even if you're feeling back to your usual self, you could still be carrying those pesky bacteria for a while. Think of it like a fading echo. It's still there, just not as loud.
So even if we're feeling better, we shouldn't let our guard down completely when it comes to hygiene.
Exactly. Keep up those diligent hand-washing habits. Wash thoroughly and frequently, especially after using the restroom and before handling any food.
And dispose of any waste properly.
Yes. We're all about keeping our memories, not spreading unwanted souvenirs.
Couldn't agree more. All right, hit us with one more myth before we move on.
Okay, how about this one? Traveler's diarrhea is just a minor inconvenience, no big deal.
Oh, I've definitely heard that one before. It's easy to downplay it, especially when you're caught up in the excitement of traveling.
It's tempting to brush it off, but in reality, traveler's diarrhea can throw a real wrench in your plans. It can really zap your energy, make you miss out on activities, and even lead to more serious complications if left untreated.
We talked about dehydration, but what other red flags should we be on the lookout for?
Well, severe dehydration can lead to a domino effect of other issues, like kidney problems or even seizures.
Wow, that's serious.
It is. And in some cases, prolonged or particularly nasty bouts of traveler's diarrhea could be a sign of something more serious that needs medical attention.
So it's always better to err on the side of caution and listen to our bodies.
Always. Don't hesitate to seek medical advice if something doesn't feel right or if your symptoms are particularly severe or persistent. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Solid advice. Now, we've talked a lot about what to do during a bout of traveler's diarrhea, but what about after we've recovered? Any lingering effects we should be aware of? So we've conquered the Colosseum, navigated those canals of Venice, maybe even braved a plate of spicy spaghetti alla vongole. What happens when we get back home? Anything we should be mindful of, even after our traveler's diarrhea has become a distant memory?
It's a great question, and it really highlights a point we've been emphasizing this whole time, listening to your body. Even after you've unpacked those bags and settled back into your routine, your gut might still be readjusting to life back home.
So reverse culture shock for our digestive system.
You could say that. It took some time for your gut to adapt to the new environment and different foods in Italy, so it's going to take a little while to reacclimate to your usual routine at home, too.
Makes sense. It's easy to fall back into old habits as soon as we get home, but what are some things we can do to support our gut during this readjustment period?
Think of it as extending that TLC you gave your gut while you were recovering in Italy. Stay hydrated, prioritize those fiber-rich fruits and vegetables, and maybe go easy on the processed foods and sugary drinks for a bit.
Like giving our gut a gentle re-entry into real life. You mentioned something really important earlier, the idea of listening to our bodies. What are some signs we might not even realize are connected to our gut health, even after we've recovered from traveler's diarrhea?
It's really amazing how interconnected our bodies are. Your gut health can actually manifest in some surprising ways, you know? Keep an eye out for things like skin breakouts, changes in your energy levels, even mood swings. These could all be signs that your gut is still finding its equilibrium.
Wow, it's like our gut is sending us little postcards from our trip, even after we've returned the souvenirs.
I like that. And just like you wouldn't ignore a postcard from a friend, don't brush off those signals from your body. Pay attention to what your gut is telling you and adjust your habits accordingly.
So it's all about tuning into those internal cues and being mindful of our gut health, even when we're not traveling. Speaking of being mindful, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. Preventative measures, myth-busting, recovery tips. But there's one crucial element we haven't discussed yet. Travel insurance.
Ah, yes. Travel insurance is the unsung hero of a smooth travel experience.
Definitely important.
And it's not just about traveler's diarrhea. Travel insurance is your safety net for all sorts of unexpected events that can pop up when you're exploring the world, accidents, illnesses, lost luggage, you name it.
It's like having a guardian angel tucked away in your back pocket just in case.
Exactly. And especially when it comes to needing a doctor abroad, having travel insurance can be invaluable. It can help cover those costs of doctor's visits, hospital stays, even emergency medical transportation. It takes a huge weight off your shoulders, both financially and emotionally, so you can focus on what really matters, getting better and enjoying your trip.
It's like that sense of relief when you finally find your passport after frantically searching your bag.
Exactly. It's all about having that peace of mind, knowing that you're covered if something unexpected happens.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the sometimes unpleasant world of traveler's diarrhea, what's the biggest takeaway you want our listeners to remember as they pack their bags for their next Italian adventure?
You know, don't let the fear of a little tummy trouble stop you from embracing all that Italy has to offer. With a little knowledge, preparation, and a healthy dose of common sense, you can enjoy your trip to the fullest. Remember, even if you do encounter a bump in the road, or should I say, a rumble in the stomach, it's all part of the adventure.
I love that perspective. It's a great reminder that even seasoned travelers experience those hiccups along the way. And sometimes those unexpected detours lead to the most memorable parts of the trip. So to all our listeners out there dreaming of cobblestone streets, delicious pasta, and breathtaking views, we say, buon viaggio. And don't forget to pack those probiotics.